B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
It's time for sound off. Somebody just sent me a Bryce Harper tweet. Bryce Harper just tweeted out. Just called Tony Romo to see where I'm going to play next year. Pretty clever.
Yeah,
Tony Romo was on everything yesterday, wasn't he? Every play he was on.
If I was watching the Super Bowl, he would be the best part because I'm glad for the people that he gets to do it.
Might be the best analyst of all time. In this short window, you can almost call him the GOAT.
No, he is. You're right. He's that good.
Now, you can go back to Madden in the heyday.
But Madden wasn't on. No, Madden was. No, not like this.
No?
Not like this.
Yeah, he was good, man. He was calling everything. All right, sound off to 610-771-9705. You have something to say, you hit us up, you leave us a message, and we may play it for you the next day.
He doesn't know that Carson helped us get to the Super Bowl last year. Are you kidding me? He doesn't know that? What happened to the 11 wins that we got last year under Carson Wentz? He didn't come through in the clutch. You remember that Monday Night Football game against the Redskins where he literally put the team on his back and ran through the entire Redskins defensive line like Houdini? Does anybody remember this? Am I the only one here who knows that Carson is as valuable as he is?
DeFolgian society has no recollection of Carson Wentz winning 11 games and have no recollection of their boy coming up short against the Saints.
Can Ben Simmons, as great a player as he is, can he please learn to shoot a foul shot? Because had he made three out of all the shots he missed on Saturday, they would have won that game. I can't understand how this man can be so great in every other aspect of the game and not dedicate himself to learn how to shoot a foul shot.
I don't know if it's a lack of dedication. I just don't think he believes it. It's a funny thing with this dude. When he believes he can't do something, he can't do it. And at the foul line, he doesn't believe he's going to make a shot. You can tell. And so he just gives it a shot. He just kind of throws it up.
Mike, I'm an Eagles fan, but I couldn't really stomach what Andy Reid was doing yesterday towards the end of that game. He should have called a timeout several times, especially at the end on the last play. He looked like he was in a dumbfounded state. He's got to go for the Chiefs' sake.
Well, he's not going anywhere, man. He's brought them great success. See, they don't take inventory of him not advancing in the playoffs like we did here. Like, he's their lifetime coach in Kansas City, right? And here we ran the gamut of it. They're not going to do that in Kansas City.
Look how long they put up with Marty Schottenheimer.
Exactly.
Out there.
Kansas City, he's their man. Andy's their man.
Tyrone is dead on. You should be able to get rid of the ridiculous calls. They should be challenged within 2 minutes, whenever you want. If there's a horrible call, or if there was a horrendous face mask like that happened to the Eagles this year, or the bad, terrible muck fumble call, you should be able to challenge those. You should have two challenges per game on those as well.
Officials, they're bad. They're bad people. They don't have a right. They shouldn't exist. In fact, after games, they should just put them in a cage somewhere. Throw in some food, like, you know, white bread and a TV dinner, and just keep them away from society. They're bad people.
A real fast, quick note. Jimmy Butler out tonight, day-to-day with the wrist sprain.
No! Jimmy, I was looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Oh, these Ben's got to check hard in the whole game. Kendall going to be down there tonight to see this?
She was at the last game.
She was at the mini game. You know, it's really funny. Hubie Brown's doing that game, right? He has no idea. He couldn't tell Kendall Jenner from Kendall, the point guard that played here.
Kendall Gill.
Right? Yeah, the camera's right on. Both of them, they had no idea who she was.
Huh?
I'm sorry, Mike. I got to go on the rant. I'm tired of these defenses not blitzing on third down. They want to blitz on first and second down. And then third down, they don't send anybody. Why don't you blitz on third down? I was so tired of these passive defenses. They let Tom Brady have all time in the world to throw the ball. Send blitzes. Send everybody.
You think a blitz is going bad about Tom Brady? Really? The guy's played 100 years, right? Nobody's ever blitzed him? Dude carves up blitzes.
In the Saints game, we all get it. It was a blown call. But here's why I blame Sean Payton. The Rams had two timeouts, and it was less than 2 minutes to go in the game. If you run the ball on first down and second down, by the time you get to third down, you can run 50 seconds off the clock before you run another play. So by the time they get the ball, it's maybe 45 seconds, 50 seconds left in the game, and now they got to go 40 yards with no timeout. So I blame that on Sean Payton.
Well, there you go. Blame it on Sean Payton. So my beef with Sean Payton is, all right, it's over. You got to coach your team. He wouldn't let it go. And all of a sudden, here come the Rams back down the field, and he's still talking about the call. And here we go in overtime in the coin, and he's still talking about the call. Dude, you got a team to coach.
You know, with the exception of Drew Brees and Max Unger, they're the only two winners on that team. I'm glad all those cocky lab mouths lost.
Max Unger? What? What does he mean?
Who?
The offensive lineman?
Yeah, Unger? I guess.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Max Unger. Who would have brought that name up with Dave?
We have concrete evidence on this source. His name is Alshon Jeffrey. He was blabbing about it at an establishment on Thursday. I don't want to say where, but he was there complaining about Wentz. And from what I understand, he is the source.
Well, listen, maybe he is. I don't know. It's possible that he's not happy with Carson Wentz, but that doesn't mean that an entire locker room is unhappy with him.
Hey, Mike, what's up, bud? Hey, I just wanted to add to your rant. I'm 58 years old, so I suppose I'm in the same era as you. And I'll give you Tom Brady and I'll give you Wayne Gretzky. But just because you say it's so, don't mean it's true. Will Chamberlain is the best basketball player to ever play the game, okay?
Yeah, he's not. He's the best center to ever play the game. Basketball player has to do all the other things. That's why I have a separate group for center. I don't mean to slight Will. He just doesn't do what Jordan does. Jordan defends ball, on ball defender, handles the ball, shoots it from the outside, does all the necessary skills that a basketball player does. Will Chamberlain was a dominant post player. Right,
congratulations, NFL. Once again, the referees were the stars of those two games yesterday.
The two Daves on this now? We had two Daves. It's a two Dave day? It was a three Dave day. Didn't he call?
Yes, the three Dave.
It was a triple Dave day. Come on, man. We can't have triple Dave.
Can't have triple Dave.
He should have gone out and dropped the mic with the Max Unger. All right, close it down, man.
That's the best of the best today of summer. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Brave. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
See you later.
What do you think Ben calls her? Does he call her Kendi? Nat, what do you think? What's the pet nickname?
I don't know. Maybe like sweetheart or honey bear.
No, I mean like a mock-up of her first name.
Oh.
Kenny?
Kenny, maybe.
Yeah, I don't like Kenny. Kendi sounds cute.
Kendi's cute.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie. Precious little angel.
I don't like those nicknames and stuff.
He doesn't call her Kendall.
Why not?
He might. He probably does.
It's straightforward. Yeah. He's a stoic guy like me. You don't come up with a name.
It's a Kendi.
Call Elizabeth Elizabeth. Called Kendall Kendall.
Like, how about sure. K?
Apple of my eye.
Oh, you might. K. That sounds realistic.
KJ?
Okay, yeah, he's a basketball guy. Maybe KJ.
I heard she likes it here.
Yeah, everything keeps coming out that she really likes it here. Because
there's
she's
been sightings at the Rittenhouse with her?
Yeah, they were shopping somewhere together, and they apparently looked really happy and in love. And then I heard she was having a great time at the game on Saturday night, high-fiving with the wait staff there at the Wells Fargo, how they have the waitress and waitresses down there.
Fame came to her different.
Yeah.
Not like Kim and them, who chased it. just came to her, so I think she likes normalcy.
Yeah, same.
How do you think she's liking 17 degrees, which is what it is right now?
I don't know if she likes that, but I mean, I'm sure she has plenty of warm jackets.
Ben, if you think I'm going out in this, you're crazy.
Oh, Kendi.
And her family, the family calls her Kenny.
Oh, Kenny?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so stay tuned. Sixers and 60 are next. Rockets and Sixers after that. Devon Givens will take you the rest of the evening talking about the game. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
Another Brady Bowl. This Fanatics Sports Update is brought to you by Temple Basketball. The Temple Owls battle Memphis on Thursday, January 24th at 7 p.m. at the Leah Corps Center, presented by NovaCare. For tickets, visit owlstix.com. New England Patriots will head back to the Super Bowl for the fourth time in 5 years after beating the Chiefs last night, 37-31. They'll face the Rams, who beat the Saints 26-23. Sixers fell to the Thunder on Saturday, 117-115. They'll face the Rockets tonight at 8. Jimmy Butler is out with a wrist sprain. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic. Our Sixers and 60 show will lead you into the game at 7. Flyers won their third in a row on Saturday, beating the Canadians 5-2. The team is now on their bye. They'll take the ice again next Monday against the Jets at home. Few things in life are more stressful than caring for a loved one at home. Jevs Care at Home understands and offers services that help. Visit jevsathome.org to learn more. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.